Okay, Larry Silverstein is back. The owner of Building 7. Does history repeat itself?
Yeah, extremely tough times are coming, man. This Iranian invasion is going to cost a lot of money. It's trillions of dollars. That dollar's going to be devalued even more. Yeah, stock up on food and medicine and everything, man. It's gonna get really bad. I mean, fuel prices are up. Let's see what McGregor says here.
Market figures out, or the investors, first of all, if you need medication of any kind, you better go out and buy all the medicines you can get, because in a few months, they won't be available, because the petroleum industry has a big role to play in the production of pharmaceuticals. So that's my first piece of advice. And secondly, start thinking in terms of storing food and any other items that you think you may need, because as this war continues, and it's going to continue, the impact that I talked about earlier is going to be felt here. You've had it. But in the meantime, I think you just need to prepare for the worst here. And once the stock market figures out, or the investors, the people in New York that run the financial system, who are largely part of the problem for us, they're going to say, oh my God, and you're going to watch the stock market tank, and you're going to watch the cost of a barrel of oil go up to 200 and potentially all the way to 3. And all of that is going to bring everything inside the United States to a screeching halt. First of all, if you need medication of any kind.
Is this a false flag? Jew Kabbalah, Synagogue of Satan Temple, attacked in Detroit, Michigan?
A drill, a training drill. Just 6 months on is that we have just learned that the FBI Detroit held an active shooter training drill situation, I should say. Yeah, okay, a training drill just 6 months ago at this temple. 6 weeks ago, okay. 6 weeks ago, they held an active shooter training session or drill 6 weeks ago at this temple. Also, this one is
for billions, trillions of dollars going for Israel. But we got so many Americans suffering and nothing going to them. It's Los Angeles. I've seen tent cities all over the country. You scumbag. Netanyahu says, I want you to fight Iran for me. Right there. That is the enemy, Netanyahu. Trump's Dean laughing at y'all. I see there's still a few dummies out there that believe in this clown. Israeli F-35 warplane destroyed. This is huge setback for American $3 trillion aerial technology and arms exporting markets. Since U.S. taxpayers pay for this stuff, their military
what people saying about Larry Silverstein? Where are we on 9/11 these days? Dancing Israeli and art students, Saudi connection, Pakistan and French intelligence, Larry Silverstein insurance, American Airlines puts an insider foreknowledge, Willie Brown phone call, project for a new American century. Yeah, he profited off that. Lucky Larry. Larry better watch his ass. These corrupt Jews need to be held accountable. This is why it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it's for a camel to go through. I have the needle. I don't know. Yeah. Look at that. Israeli art students working in the 9/11, working on the towers before 9/11. Look at that. Why do they need so many BB-8 explosive fuse holders? Yeah, they did it, man. They did it. Israel protects pedophiles as a state policy. God bless the end of America and the Middle East. Mossad killed 3,000 civilians on 9/11, not Iran. Larry Silverstein, of course, is not from Iran. Jeffrey Epstein, of course, not from Iran. Harvey Weinstein, Larry Fink, nope. Yeah, he said pull it. Interesting.
Raided by Iran. Russian intelligence just leaked Israel's real casualties. 6 Israel generals dead. 32 Mossad agents dead. 198 Air Force officers dead. 462 soldiers dead. 11 nuclear scientists dead. Yo, Israel is getting obliterated by Iran. Russian intelligence just leaked Israel's real casualties. 6
good news.
Israel generals
that's
dead.
Good news.
32 Mossad.
Jew Kabbalah wants to destroy America. They compare America to Rome.
For the Jews against Rome.
Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people.
But we lost that. We have to win the next one.
But the new Rome, the United States,
the Jews against Rome.
We stopped playing defense and have moved to...
For the Jews against Rome.
Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great
they
tragedy
want to
for
destroy
the Jews.
America. Little Marco, man, receiving millions from AIPAC. He's a scumbag, little Marco. I still see on Facebook and websites like that, people actually believe in this scumbag. Yeah, they got blood on their hands. All three should be, I don't know if this is back here, but these three should be in prison. Yeah, pathetic. Ted Cruz, piece of garbage. He made a deal with the devil. Marco Rubio's brother-in-law was a prolific cocaine trafficker. While Trump deports immigrants for old drug charges, Rubio's brother-in-law was a front man of a drug trafficking operation. Wow, look at that. Scumbag Marco Rubio. That old rat belongs right in the dumpster.
Ah! Ah!
Lucky Larry.
So did you guys hear this? Larry Silverstein, oh, Lucky Larry, just acquired U.S. Bank Tower in L.A. So for all of my L.A. people, for all the people who may work at U.S. Bank Tower in Los Angeles, just a little advice, you can heed it if you'd like to or not. I would suggest that maybe now would be the time to start working remotely, effective immediately.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
So did you guys hear this? Larry Silverstein, oh, Lucky Larry, just acquired U.S.
In Tel Aviv, Ben Gurion Airport, they want out. Tel Aviv, Israel, or is this AI? If this is real, oh, beautiful. Oh, just beautiful. Scumbags. Look at that. Tel Aviv. Great. Destroy Israel. Come on, flatten Israel. Let's go, Iran. Here's a clip you should be showing your dopey evangelical friends, man. Would not let the Christians, would not help the Christians. Your greatest ally. You got such nasty attitudes, dude. Bin Laden was a CIA operative. Not surprised.
Or cousin. That day or the day.
What do you think Al-Qaeda's role in all this was?
I think Al-Qaeda is made up. The FBI came out, I believe it was 2006, and actually said, this is verifiable, I had no concrete evidence linking Osama bin Laden with 9/11. Osama bin Laden worked for the Central Intelligence Agency in Afghanistan. He helped us fight the Russians when they were in Afghanistan.
Right.
He was a CIA operative. CIA helped orchestrate 9/11. It was their plan. George Bush's father was having lunch with Osama bin Laden's brother or cousin that day or the day before 9/11. So there's some business dealings going on that they don't even talk about. Another fact that can be verified. After 9/11, they shut down air traffic for a few days. No planes were allowed to fly. The only plane that was allowed to fly was bin Laden's family. They put them on government jets and flew them out of the country. They let them go. They set up bin Laden to take the fall for this.
Samson's option. Now, that's something I was talking about last week. Now, this is definitely something we should talk about, man. Can they destroy us? Can they blow us up? Or nuclear weapons are fake, even. Kind of seems like they would have used them a while ago, since they want depopulation. Alright, this guy's COINTELPRO. I don't trust him, but...
I have a news flash for you. What do you think would happen if the U.S. government said Jewish billionaires can't put money in politics to make us fight wars for Israel? They would be willing to drop a nuclear bomb on us. It's called the Samson option. Now, what conclusions can you draw from that? Israel's not our ally. Probably they're more like an enemy. This is Israel's foreign policy. Americans are going to die for Israel. And that's because Jews have so much power over America. I have a news flash for you.
Even if they are real, the militia's got to get together Jews as hostage, man. I mean, would they blow us up from Israel if we're holding their tribe members as hostage? I mean, they're crazy. They might still... Would they still do it? I mean, they might. We just can't sit there and let them get away with all this, though. You're not voting your way out of this problem. We need a revolution. Yeah, Donald Trumpstein. Raping another child figures. Israeli settler. Seeing the Palestinian flag. Watch him get blown. Watch what happens here.
האם בינינו לא יאומן? זה פשוט היה פאקינג מוקש או משהו. אני לא מאמינה. מן.
His body blew up there.
It's called
fiction. Jewish professor Roger DeMarco said,
I know that the blueprints of the Holocaust is a complete fake, because it's very easy to know, because it's a simple technical arithmetic problem which could be solved by a child in a high school. Now, any chemist knows that you can't gas people with a cyanide acid. It's called like that in English, hydrogenic?
Hypercyanic acid.
Hypercyanic acid. 1,000 or 2,000 people at a time. It's well known. And even the most important American Jewish newspapers, like the American Jewish Yearbook, said that there was 3,300,000 Jews in occupied Europe in 1942. So I don't see how they could have killed 6 million Jews when there was only 3 million. So I think anybody can see that. I enlisted in 1944. I enlisted for 3 years in 1944. It was in the war. The war finished in 1945. But I was in the army in 1944 because, of course, as everybody did, I believe that Hitler was the real monster that everybody said he was. Since I have studied what happened in Nazism, under Nazism, what Hitler did want to do and say, when you read these books, anybody can read Mein Kampf, or can read The Myth of the 20th Century by Rosenberg, and anybody can know also what happened these last 50 years when Hitler had absolutely nothing to do and not the slightest influence, because Nazi has been there now for 50 years. So you can do what happened. And what happens, I told you in my lecture, it's absolutely incredible. And at the top of everything, you can see the Jews. I told you, I studied the books which really express Nazism, that is to say, Mein Kampf and The Myth of the 20th Century by Rosenberg. I studied what happened during the war, and especially what Hitler actually did, which is hidden, which is concealed to us, what he did in Germany. And the only thing we know about Hitler is that he killed 6 million Jews who never existed in gas chambers which nobody ever saw. That's the only thing which people know about Hitler. But when you really know what he did, what he actually did in Germany, well, when you have studied all that, you see that you have been completely misled, to use a mild term.
Stephen.
Don't want this war. And because Americans don't want this war and the poll numbers are so bad, Trump is trying to basically use every and any emotional pull to get people to go along with it.
They are among the most evil people ever on earth. They cut babies' heads off. They chop women in half.
He's saying Iran kills babies, that they behead babies, is actually going along that route.
Pictures of terrorists beheading children.
But you know, Americans don't want this war. The poll numbers are down, and here's why. If we could just roll back the clock in history and remember back when, this is what we heard.
Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East.
Here's Trump actually attacking Lindsey Graham. Now Lindsey Graham is with him everywhere. And look at this. The soldiers who were killed in this war for Israel have returned. 7 of them have died. And there's Donald Trump wearing a hat. People have been criticizing him for this. In fact, this was so offensive, him wearing this hat, that Fox News actually aired video of an old time that he was greeting returning soldiers and he wasn't wearing a hat. He was looking more respectful. And they aired that footage saying that, well, Trump greeted these soldiers over the weekend and they were playing the wrong footage, old footage.
Before we move on, we want to acknowledge a mistake made earlier on our program during our coverage of yesterday's dignified transfer.
They're trying to gaslight us into believing that it is popular to go to regime change war, that Americans love watching U.S. soldiers come home in coffins because, well, it's for Israel. And so, of course.
That Iran is not only fighting for its own sovereignty or the Palestinian or the Lebanese sovereignty. It's also fighting for America's sovereignty because America is not a free country anymore. It is controlled by Israel. The Congress, the media, the companies, all controlled by Israel. The same goes for Europe. Why do you think that in the UK, Germany, France, Italy, none of the politicians are able to criticize Israel even after a live-streamed genocide? They're not sovereign countries anymore. They're not free countries anymore. And the same goes for most of the Arab countries. So Iran is not only fighting for themselves. Iran's fighting for a decolonized world from Israel. I hope you realize that Iran is not only fighting for its own sovereignty.
You guys hear this? Larry Silverstein, oh, Lucky Larry, just acquired U.S. Bank Tower in L.A. So for all of my L.A. people, for all the people who may work at U.S. Bank Tower in Los Angeles, just a little advice, you can heed it if you'd like to or not. I would suggest that maybe now would be the time to start working remotely, effective immediately.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
So did you guys hear this? Larry Silverstein, oh, Lucky Larry, just acquired...
Your glass is full.
Oh, yeah. Squidward!
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 Hey, Squidward!
Squidward!
Squidward! Hey, Squidward!
Patrick! Your glass is full.
Oh, yeah.
Squidward!
Hey, Squidward!
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 Hey, Squidward! Squidward!
Squidward!
Squidward!
Squidward!
Hey, Squidward!
Jews against Rome.
Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people.
Well, we lost that one.
We have to win the next one. But the new Rome, the United States,
the Jews against Rome.
We stopped playing defense and have moved to...
For the Jews against Rome.
We may not lobby the executive, but as we were talking about, there was a discussion earlier about Congress being representative of the people. Well, the White House has to be responsive to Congress. And so it's working with, at the time, our friends on the Democratic side of the aisle to apply pressure the way that they know how to an administration, as it will be with this administration. Well, I was talking about the people who will get appointed into some of these jobs. Look, at the top level, you talk about Marco Rubio and Stefanik, Michael Waltz. Those three people have something in common. They all serve in Congress. They all have relationships with key APAC leaders from their communities. So the lines of communication are good should there be something questionable or curious that we need access on the conversation to. You never know. One of the first candidates I ever met with as an APAC professional in my job as a candidate for Congress was a guy named John Ratcliffe. He was challenging a long-time incumbent member of Congress in Dallas. This guy looks like he could win the race. I'm going to go talk to him. He had a good understanding of the issues. And a couple of weeks ago, he took the oath as the CIA director for crying out loud. This is the guy that they had a chance to speak to. So there are a lot, I don't want to call them lifelines, but there are lifelines.
Okay, Larry Silverstein is back. The owner of Building 7. Does history repeat itself? Alright, I'm going to add this video into this video. Y'all should watch this again.
It is possible that you could have a local failure as a result of a connection failing. But the likelihood of that failure dragging the entire building in such a fashion that all the columns would fail at the same time is an impossibility.
Impossibility?
Yes.
Let's look now at modern steel frame buildings. This is the Empire State Building, a marvel of modern architecture. It was built to last. Architects and engineers of today use computers to design and engineer buildings that will endure the forces of nature, such as earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes. This modern skyscraper was also built to last. We've seen buildings completely destroyed like this before, but only when done intentionally. Danny Jawenko is the expert on this in Europe. What did he say?
This is controlled demolition.
Zeker weten.
Zeker weten. Er is nagesprongen. Dit is in opdracht gebeurd. Het heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Let's compare. Explosives are used to demolish buildings like this in just seconds. Okay, so it's a controlled demolition. What's the problem with that? Well, it happened on the afternoon of 9/11 at the World Trade Center. Let's just think about this. Controlled demolitions cannot be engineered and rigged in a day. It takes months. And therefore, this event must have been planned in advance.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Moving back. We are walking back. There's a building about to blow up.
Did they actually use the word brought down? And who was it that was telling you this?
In the fire department. And they did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
And these people heard explosions.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building, and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
He takes his hand off, and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
And these reporters recognized it as a controlled demolition.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. It looked like it had been done by a demolition crew. The whole thing just collapsing down on itself.
For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
So what's the problem if this was a planned demolition? Well, we are told by government agencies that this building came down as a result of normal office fires. The National Institute of Standards and Technology produced their final report in 2008.
World Trade Center 7 collapsed because of fires fueled by office furnishings. It did not collapse from explosives or from fuel oil fires.
Well, what do you think brought down the building?
And what caught my eye is more than 1,300 architects and engineers examine the evidence about Building 7's collapse and disagree with the official report issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology. I certainly am much more open-minded about it than I was, and it is because of the involvement of the 9/11 families and all these engineers and architects.
Remember, seven World Trade had not yet come down.
Right.
And so when I went down to the exchange that Wednesday morning, I was standing with some military and police officers, and we were looking over in that direction. And if it had come down in the way in which it was tilting, it would have wiped out everything from where it stood to Trinity Church to the exchange to effectively, you know, the mouth of the Hudson. And so there were still fears that if that building had fallen sideways, you were going to wipe out a good part of lower Manhattan. So they did manage, one, to take that down in a controlled implosion later on, and the exchange was up and running the following Monday.
That building right there, the brown building, the tall one, is number 7 World Trade Center. Heard several reports from several different officers now that that is the building that is going to go down next. In fact, one officer told me they're just waiting for that to come down at this point.
By noon or 1 o'clock, they told us we had to move from that triage site up to Pace University, a little further away, because Building 7 was going to come down or being brought down.
Did they actually use the word brought down, and who was it that was telling you this?
In the fire department. They did use the word, we're going to have to bring it down.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building, it'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
We are looking back. It's a building about to blow up.
Oh my God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way, please. Be careful of your baby. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
And I turned in time to see what looked like a skyscraper implosion. Looked like it had been done by a demolition crew.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
The third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Can you confirm it was number 7 that just went in?
Yes, sir.
And you guys knew this was coming all day?
We had heard before that the building was unstable and that it eventually would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
We heard this sound that sounded like a clap of thunder. It looked like there was a shockwave ripping through the building and the windows all busted out. About a second later, the bottom floor caved out. The building followed after that.
You heard explosions like boom. It's like a distinct sound. It's not like when the compression, like boom, 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 like floors that were dropping and collapsing. This was boom.
The whole time you hear boom, 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 boom. I didn't see any reason for that building to fall down the way it did. And a lot of guys should be saying the same thing.
So they did manage, one, to take that down in a controlled implosion later on. And the exchange was up and running the following Monday.
You are about to hear from architect of 23 years, Richard Gage, AIA, member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Now there are more than 1,500 architects and engineers who say that it could not have been brought down by office fires. They are backed by 9/11 family members. We're calling for an independent, unbiased investigation.
I'm Richard Gage. Fires have never before caused the collapse of any skyscraper, even though there are numerous examples of much hotter, larger, and longer-lasting fires in these buildings. And in the case of Building 7, the fire that NIST said started the collapse had actually burned out over an hour before. It could not have caused the collapse, as NIST claims. Yet this 47-story, modern steel-frame skyscraper, which was not hit by an airplane, collapses mostly into its own footprint, like a house of cards, as fast as a bowling ball falling off the side of the building, in just under 7 seconds. Listen to the experts.
Building number 7 descended in free fall for the first 100 feet, which means that there was absolutely no resistance to the descent whatsoever.
NIST has admitted it went into free fall for 8 stories. And going from motionless to free fall instantly, that's a bothersome part of the puzzle because NIST never explained it.
We've got a building that came down in its own footprint, so all of the columns really needed to be severed at the same time in order for that structure to fall the way that we saw.
The symmetry is the smoking gun.
The whole building completely comes down in one continuous motion. There couldn't have been any structural resistance.
According to NIST, the failure occurred at column 79 on level 12.
they're talking about a single columnar collapse or failure that resulted in a total collapse of the building.
It is possible that you could have a local failure as a result of a connection failing. But the likelihood of that failure dragging the entire building in such a fashion that all the columns would fail at the same time is an impossibility.
Impossibility?
Yes.
What I saw, it was a classic implosion. The center of the core, the penthouse area, starts to move first, and then the building follows along with it.
I'd like to know why NIST excluded the document from FEMA in Appendix C that documented the evidence of melting steel. Why is this forensic evidence not being included in the report?
In an office fire, you cannot generate enough heat to melt steel. And yet we have evidence of molten iron. R.J. Lee Company, USGS, and Dr. Stephen Jones's work, all three separately found these microspheres.
In the dust, we found what we characterize as unreacted thermitic material in the shape of some very tiny red-gray chips, which have different properties, and in the reaction they produce molten iron, which is the prime indication of a thermitic reaction. And such a reaction can be used to destroy steel structures. What we have found is a modern version of thermite, which we call nanothermite.
There were these iron microspheres present in all of the dust samples that needed to have been formed in extremely high temperatures.
I've independently seen thermitic activity within two separate independent samples of World Trade Center dust. My contention, based on finding thermite residue in the dust, is that it happened before. It didn't happen after in the fires that ensued in the rubble pile afterwards. All the characteristics of the microspheres tell me that thermite was involved in melting those steel beams.
So thermite, if it was present at the World Trade Center and created this molten metal that so many witnesses and photographic evidence shows, would also explain the fact that the fires could not be put out at Ground Zero.
The only thing that is consistent with all of the evidence that we have that could cause such a thing is the use of thermite to cut through the steel.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like lava from a volcano.
Well, the manual gets into thermite, and if it says if you have melted steel or concrete, which we had on 9/11, we should test for it.
It's this fused element of steel, molten steel and concrete and all of these things all fused by the heat into one single element.
We're asking for an investigation that follows national standards. There's no excuse to not test for this. If terrorists use explosives in 93, why didn't we test for them? If all these witnesses heard explosions, why aren't we testing for them?
NIST concedes that they found no evidence for explosives. So then we asked them, well, did you look? And they said, no, we did not look for explosives or residues of explosives.
So the preconceived notion of NIST is that there's no evidence for explosives, and so there's no point in looking. That is the most unscientific thing that you can possibly think of, not to look because you don't expect to find evidence, and in fact the evidence is overwhelming. They state these conclusions for which there's virtually no evidence, and then they ignore conclusions that can be drawn from the evidence.
The Freedom of Information Act request to NIST was denied with the claim that releasing this data might jeopardize public safety. How could it possibly jeopardize public safety?
The destruction of evidence was a criminal act in itself. It was already being carted away and destroyed when the FEMA investigators got there about a month after September 11th.
You can't do science when you are deprived of the evidence and when your hypothesis is the least valid instead of the most likely. And the most likely hypothesis in the case of Building 7 wasn't even mentioned. This is not science.
The scientific forensic evidence, ignored by NIST, but carefully reviewed by teams of technical professionals, corroborates the hypothesis of explosive controlled demolition. We've traveled to 21 foreign countries and 32 American cities, bringing this evidence to the attention of the public. And we're backed by 9/11 family members and other concerned citizens who are calling for an independent, unbiased investigation.
I'm a family member trying to find out the answers to the murder of 3,000 plus people. The bottom line is that it needs to be investigated properly.
Please look at architects and engineers. People all around the world, scientists all around the world, are questioning this. And there's some deep, deep explaining to do.
It took some kind of consciousness raising on my part before I was willing to look at the possibilities. And really, you need to go where the evidence leads.
As an engineer, and I have 3 degrees in engineering, I signed that petition for architects and engineers for 9/11 truth some time ago because the American people absolutely need the truth of 9/11.
Look at the evidence. In fact, I'll say this very categorically. Any reasonable person who looks at the evidence that's been brought forward has got to come away with the feeling that something has to be done. A real investigation has to be put forward.
We will never heal. This country will never, ever, ever forget that day. We have to demand a new investigation. I want justice here.
The country owns this. We were all victims. You all should want answers. It's not just ours, not just mine. We all lost something that day.
It's distressing for everyone to come to terms with this evidence, but we must pursue the truth wherever it leads. Look at the evidence and decide for yourself.
Controlled demolitions cannot be engineered and rigged in a day. It takes months. And therefore, this event must have been planned in advance.